Welcome to Bod Mod Radio, Tattoo Radio. On the internet dial, it's tattooradio.com, bodmodradio.com, from bmezine.com and tattoos.com. I'm with Shannon in the crib today. It's Damian McGraw from tattoos.com. We got a special guest coming into the studio via the phone lines from LA, and that's DJ Muggs of Cypress Hill. We're going to be spinning some of his favorite tunes, talking to him about tattoos, talking to him about the marijuana, which everybody likes to enjoy, and Cypress Hill is going to be talking about the cafe coming up in Amsterdam and all kinds of treats. We'll go into a little bit of history about Cypress Hill for those of you that don't know who DJ Muggs and Cypress Hill is. DJ Muggs, back in the mid-80s, moved from New York. He was born in Queens and went out to the West Coast, and he started DJing and getting into the hip-hop scene there. It was an early, early scene out there. There were no books on how to do hip-hop or the right way to do it. And having competed into a bunch of DJing competitions out there and hanging around the studios out there, he in the late 80s, he did a little work with a rap band and worked on the movie Colors. You all remember that. And then he hooked up with his own guys from Cypress Hill back in 1991, and they came out with their self-titled album, and that went big, put the hip-hop industry on its ass, so to speak, and they came out and did a lot of controversial music towards the legalization of marijuana, and talked about smoking a lot of ganja and that it's all right, all things that Muggs will be touching on when we come back. The first tune we're going to spin before we come back with Muggs is Phone Tap by Dr. Dre and the Firm, and after that we'll be right back with Muggs on the phone. So keep tuning in. What's the dilly? I just touched grounds down to Philly, brought a pound with me. Fast floating around Philly, trying to find limp. Supposed to be in the Benz, parked in Road 10. Her and that slow hoe Gwen. Should have known she was a bitch that we both could have boned. If posted alone, the ass at us both in the zone. But you know the rules, both been schooled by all the news. I know the Jews, no time for them doors, too much to lose. Just trying to vibe until them hoes roll with the vibe. Where's your joint project?
Touchdown tomorrow, son. Well, stay on point. Don't even just come to my crib, yo. Word up. Ow.
What's cracking, homie? Everything's good.
Everything is good here, too. We're up in Toronto on a rainy day. You guys are down in L.A. in the studio.
On a hot, sunny day.
On a hot, sunny
Please
day.
Please believe it.
Yeah, I believe you. What do you guys, are finishing up your work on Soul Assassin there?
No, that album's done.
That's out now.
2 weeks.
You're back in the studio already?
Yeah, we're working with a new group called the Corsican Brothers.
Oh, yeah? And what kind of project is this coming up?
Straight hip-hop.
Straight hip-hop project. I noticed that they were talking about Soul Assassins. You were saying that you were going to go back to more of a basement groove from when you were, like, back in your New York days, right?
Yeah, it's the essence. It's where it all began. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the same vibe, the beginning, man.
And why don't we talk a little about who you worked with on Soul Assassins?
The people I work with on this record is Kool G Rap, who's like one of the all-time greats in hip-hop. GZA from Wu-Tang Clan. Mm-hmm. Corrupt from the Dog Pound, down with Dre and them. The Goody Mob from Atlanta. Infamous Mob, down with the Mob Deep family. Cypress Hill, Everlast, Hostile from Queensbridge. Wow. Ballet of the Peoples, who's up and coming out of L.A.
There's like a who's who at hip-hop, and
yeah,
as well as a lot of a basement feel to it, too. You were talking about giving back into the people that are underground, because the underground is still, out there and strong, and it probably always will be with hip-hop, because all the roots of it come from underground, mostly.
Right.
Yeah. The first tune we're going to be listening to with you is Prodigy's Keep It Thorough.
Yeah, that's the shit. That's the most banging shit out right now.
Yeah, you like that?
One of the members of the Soul Assassins, Alchemist, produced that joint.
Mm-hmm. All right, and this is Prodigy, Keep It Thorough.
Oh, word? Catch you coming out your fucking crib, nigga.
Yeah,
catch
yeah,
a fucking bullet,
new
nigga.
Prodigy, new prodigy, keep it thorough, keep it thorough.
Hey, yo, I break bread, ribs, $100 bills, pill on the cotties, another four wheels, write a book full of medicine and generate mills. Tour the album, only for more sales. We used to catch those on the block with krills. Now it's paid shows, promoters post up bills. Sign deals only if the math is real. If we can't match numbers, then you can't have the head nigga in charge of shit. Live nigga rhymes artist, pardon. P-Dub shines regardless, remorseless. Haunt niggas like poltergeist. My advice for a get like that is think twice before you move on it. Put jewels on it, who want it? Loose niggas make the news when we start forming. Snatch stripes off a nigga's uniform often. Doing it bad to Delph, you way out to jurisdiction. Why niggas bullshit on the grill? I don't fuck around, Dunny. It's most real. I keep it thorough, nigga. Yo, let me back up for him. Let me back up. Why niggas bullshit on the grill? I don't fuck around, Dunny. It's most real. I gave birth to your whole style and fail. I do it fail. To hold my dick in public, cock blower, duplicate rap cloner. That's me and you do it live on stage for Dolo. I smack niggas like you, smash niggas by the tools, grab niggas by the throat, Sean Prue. Rhyme cocky, crazy ill, mad rowdy. Did a buck off of my shit and rapped to Audi. Temperamental, I snap quick, very touchy. And yo, my attitude is all fucked up and real shitty. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. You feel different, niggas see me. I throw a TV at you, crazy. Bitches say, P, you crazy. A pain in the ass now, nah, but fuck you, pay me. I'm no shorty, nigga, I stop your glory. I'm a third street nigga for real. You just applaud me and boy P, man. Take your baby mom's advice. I'm nothing sweet, ill with the guns. You pay the price when you see me in the street, soldier. Salute me, you just a groupie. Oh, you gangster, you shoot me. Who gives a fuck, really? I miss my nigga twin, kill me. So I could join the rest of my force up in the heavens. You rap niggas make me laugh, that crazy ass. And I don't give a fuck what you sold. That shit is trash, bang this, cause I guarantee that you bought it. Heavy airplay all day with no chorus. I keep it dirt, nigga.
Alchemist, my nigga Alchemist. DJ Clue, the perfect.
Okay, that was Prodigy, Keep It Thorough, and talking with Muggs from Cypress Hill and talking about his new production, which is Soul Assassins 2. There was a Soul Assassins that you did quite a few years back.
Yeah, 97.
Yeah, well, that's a few years now.
Yeah, already. It was.
Yeah, it's traveling fast in the hip-hop business, huh? It's picking up speed all the time for you.
Yeah, we keep it moving, man. We keep making music all the time. That's what we do, so.
Yeah.
You know, every day in and day out.
I've seen a lot of music hard rock fade, like you know the guys with Smashing Pumpkins were giving it up because of pop music making a big strong comeback and everything like that, but it doesn't seem to no boundaries for hip hop doesn't seem to be going by that way. It always seems like it's just gathering strength, like a storm gathering strength, you know, on both coasts. And
yeah.
You guys go over to Europe and travel there. We'll get a little into you. You guys are all body art collectors. You've been collecting tattoos for a while too, right? You know, and I guess it's good to be hanging out in Hanky Panky's neighborhood over in Amsterdam.
Yeah, we've been hitting Hanky Panky since like '92. We've been up in there.
Yeah,
he's a friend of ours. So every time we go out there, we go visit him. Got his museum.
Yeah, the museum.
Out, we go to dinner with him. He comes to our concerts. Get tattooed. Get inked up by him.
Yeah, he was he opened that museum back in 96, I think. In May of 96, I was over there. It was a big deal. A lot of artists from all over the world getting together. There seems to be a big blur now between the fashion industry and the tattoo industry and the music industry, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's all coming together, man.
It is.
It's lifestyle now, you know?
It is. It's total lifestyle, and people are immersed in it, you know?
It's like hip-hop music was an underground culture, and so is tattooing, but it's all coming to the pop culture, to the forefront now.
Yeah, I mean, look at Coop and Big Daddy Roth and artists like that and their influence on pop culture and then how that crosses over to tattoos and fashion. And now we see, too, you know, the hip-hop movement, what you guys are doing. All these kids are out there, and it's like Hemp Nation. And you guys were largely credited. There's always been this movement about, you know, smoking up and smoking blunts and stuff, but I mean Cypress Hill really twisted it around and brought it almost to the forefront with hip hop music too.
Yeah, we set that shit off and brought it out the closet and made it cool for kids to smoke weed. Let them know, you know, it ain't bad, man.
That it ain't a bad thing. I remember listening.
Don't abuse it, and it's all good.
I got out of the Navy, and I remember sitting at a friend's house in British Columbia, listening to hits from the bong. And laughing at don't spill it on the carpet, it smells like shit.
Yeah, you know? Man, for real.
For real, yeah, that was back in 91, and you guys set the hip-hop world on fire. And now when you come into what you're doing with Soul Assassins, it's you're trying to do the same thing but bring it back to its roots, what you were doing then, huh?
Yeah, to catch recapturing that essence and letting kids know at the same time that you don't gotta fucking change your music and what your intentions are just to get programmed on television and the radio, because they're playing a bunch of shit, you know what I mean? The people who are programming the stations are playing a bunch of shit. And let them know you can make your music how you want, how the fuck you want to do it, and you still be successful, you know what I mean? Don't conform, man. Don't conform to what these motherfuckers want you to do.
And you're wearing your tattoos with pride, and kids are wearing them on sleeves now. And I mean, 10, 15 years ago, you know, unless you was a sailor or a biker, you weren't wearing your sleeves and shit. You weren't out there like that, you know? And listening to your music and putting it public, and now like you said, it's all right to be that way. You know,
it's a lifestyle, man.
You don't have to worry about it. You can make that commitment for the rest of your life.
I like art,
you know?
Man. I like collecting art. Some people like to hang it on their walls at their house. I like to wear it with me and take it wherever I go.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I've been getting tattoos since you know I was like 18 years old, and I walk around now and I got a moco. You know, on my face. So
oh,
I got
right?
no choice. I can't hide the fucking thing, man.
You can't hide shit, homie.
No, I can't hide shit. I got it down to my knuckles, and I got a moco on my face from a guy from Tahiti. So, yeah, I can't hide shit. But I chose a lifestyle, too, with tattooing, just as an art form. And now I know that that's what I'm in, and that's what you're in it neck deep, and you're going to be in it for the rest of your days, because you ain't going to be able to quit and get a job at 7-Eleven next week.
I'm not doing none of that.
And you guys don't have any intentions on doing any of that either.
Hell no.
I haven't heard this tune, Phone Time, Capone and Noriega. You want to
brand
tell us
new
about
music,
this?
Man. CNN, a group out of Queensbridge from New York City, man.
Uh-huh.
Capone's fresh out of jail, so they did the song when he was in jail over the phone.
No
and,
shit.
Yeah, they had his vocals coming through the phone, so, you know, it's their first single on their new album called Phone Time, because you know when you locked up, you only get some time.
Huh. That's interesting. This is Phone Time with Capone and Noriega.
New scene. Phone Time. Phone Time.
Son, I zone, my gun is never on safety. I caught the new Jordans, the white ones are skanky.
I'm just chillin', pop, serving my time. Got my greens on, these faggots ain't deserving to shine.
And yeah, while I'm home.
living abroad. Heard them crackers dissed you, smack you at the board.
With 24, thought they did the same to Norman and Lord. Heard you pop a silver GS, my nigga, you scored.
Yeah, it's nothing, cause I'm getting bread. Crack is dead, bitches wanna give me head.
You some funny nigga, I just saw Kai in the yard. He said, holla, when you get a chance, scrap the gun.
Tell Kai, I said, what up, and the system is grown. I caught the 4/5 auto, it's pretty McGrone.
The day I come home, I need a mink and a brand new Mac. A few jump offs, some yarns, and a fear to black.
I'm outside on the street, just holding it down.
I'm in jail, pumping ice, son, and reading books.
I'm in the studio, dropping 16s with hooks.
I'm in the yard, in the cypher, just smoking my sticks.
I'm in Queens, Coliseum, just copping you kicks.
I hit the door library, hope to come home soon.
Just finished up the album, finished dropping June.
My little dumb gangsters caught in blood beef with the kings. You know Giraffe rapper, my gun, I used to creep within Queens.
And that's my gun too, so I'ma find out now. I have my dogs on the island, just get on the prowl.
On the other side of things, I'm trying to get released around my born day, but a nigga keeping beef with the beast.
Fuck the police, cause all of them niggas is fake. Illusion, see y'all, son, you get your open date.
Gun, I'ma see regardless, cause I got two violent felony charges.
And you know your pills in progress. And we gon' keep this tight. I keep the comments every fact. I'ma keep you right.
I got the chronic stashed in a coffee carton and kicks. Good looking for the bitches, butt naked in the flip.
And you ain't gotta thank me. Real niggas do real things. I keep freak holes, they really do ill things. I'm outside on the streets, just holding it down.
I'm in jail, pumping ice, son, and reading books.
I'm in the studio, dropping 16s with hooks.
I'm in the yard in the cypher.
Let's shout, let's shout, nigga, Gino, Gino.
Mayhem, mayhem.
I hit the door live.
And guess what? I made you executive producer. Some extra G's, so when you come home, you breathe.
They won't believe to see me come straight home to a V. Pitch press me, wanting autographs for they see. I got a CO thinking that we gon' fuck when I leave.
Yo, nigga, think about this money. Fuck them hoes. We gon' throw a pound of weed out at one of the shows. Spread it out in the crowd. See them niggas get wild. Capone home. Niggas still digging our style.
Shit is foul. How these crackers trying to keep me confined. I got a fizzle last week. I saw Gremlin Divine.
Me, Timbo, and Ice got bent and rolled dice. Scooped, riding low. Then we headed to post. And got some hydro weed. And we had our toast.
It's only 1 minute left, son. It's only 1 minute left, son.
I'm outside on the streets. Just holding it down.
I'm in jail pumping ice. And reading books.
I'm in the studio, dropping 16s with hooks.
I'm in the yard in the cypher, just smoking my sticks.
I'm in Queens, Coliseum, just copping you kicks.
I hit the door library, hope to come home soon.
I just finished up the album, finished dropping June.
Yeah.
I'm outside on the street, just holding it down.
I'm in jail, pumping iron, studying, reading books.
I'm in the studio, dropping 16s with hooks.
I'm in the yard in the cypher, just smoking my sticks.
I'm in Queens, Coliseum, just copping you kicks.
I hit the door library, hope to come home soon.
I just finished up the album, finished dropping June.
That was Phone Time with Capone and Noriega, and we're here with Muggs. And Cypress Hill, what's the future for Cypress Hill? What are you guys doing?
Cypress, we just finished our live album, finished mixing it. We recorded up at the famous Fillmore in San Francisco. So that's dropping in December 17th. So we just did that, and Cypress Hill Cafe in Amsterdam will be open in November. So we just, you know, just went through and we've been working on it for about a year. It's been about a work in progress for about a year to open up our cafe in Amsterdam. So now we got our spot. We got the space. We're just designing it right now.
Oh, yeah. What's going to be in there? What's going to be like, man? You guys going to have a headshot?
It's going to be like the Cypress Hill Cafe, the Cypress Hill Hard Rock. You go in, it's going to be all Cypress memorabilia.
It's going to be the Boom Cafe in Amsterdam, too, man.
You know what I mean? Special webcast coming out of there, live and direct. You know, just the hottest shit in Amsterdam. They need something new, fresh, vibrant, young.
Oh, yeah, and Amsterdam is the place to be if you want to listen to some... I mean, there's a lot of techno music over there, but hip-hop's big in the Red Light District.
Yeah, that's where the cafe's going to be, right in the Red Light, right in the heart.
People like to go over there for more... I've seen a lot of Americans when I was in Amsterdam. You know, people like to go over there and relax. I guess in California it's all right, too, but it's hard. It's hard in the United States, you know, where the laws are fucked up a lot of the time, right?
Yeah, weed's legal here, man. You just got to be in your house and smoke. You just can't be all up on the block and trying to be driving around. You can drive around, no problem. We don't get caught, but you smart about it. You smoke, get weed whenever you want, smoke wherever you want, how you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kids got to be smart. They can't be out there, you know.
Yeah, you just can't be stupid about it. Then get mad at somebody. Then just be smart about it.
Yeah, I find that with the internet now and globalization and shit too, there's all kinds of shit on the internet about weed and what's going on.
Yeah,
man. You see music is going big. I mean, there's a lot of people that you see, audience that you don't see before. I mean, have you guys gone down to South America or Brazil or any of them places play? Because I know Prodigy was down there when I was down there playing.
We've been down there like 5 times, man. So we're going to Venezuela tomorrow, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're always going down south, man. We released our Spanish album out there last year.
That's sweet. That's sweet. And what's the response like for you guys?
Banging.
In South America?
They love us down there.
Yeah. Cool. That's good.
We're taking hip-hop to this world, you know what I mean? We're just not United States. We hit Europe every year. Been all up and through Europe, all through South America, all through Asia, all through Australia. We pretty much try to take this look at it as a global thing, not just a.
What do you think of Japan? All the kids when they
love Japan, man.
All the kids are getting sleeved now. You know, I know like old traditional tattoo artists, Kazuo Oguri. Even Hank knows him too, and he's an old, you know, Yakuza old type tattooist. And
yeah, one of the Soul Assassin members is a tattoo artist, Mr. Cartoon. He tattooed the Baby Ray out of Spotlight Tattoo in L.A. and he's on tour over there tattooing all over Japan because he brings that penitentiary East L.A. Mexican style. So
that's what I was going to say. Now you got these kids in Japan. There was no such thing as street tattoo shops in Japan 10 years ago, and now there's street shops over there and kids going around with like sleeves of American work and stuff in Japan, you know?
Yeah, my homies go over there and work. Cartoon goes over there about 3 months a year and works out the shops and does his tours and hits all the regions in Japan and brings that East L.A. culture over there.
Yeah, it's very
low big. Riding's big over there and all
and
that.
Low riding is huge in Tokyo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, do you low ride? You do that?
Yeah, we got cars.
Yeah, that must be sweet.
You'd yeah, man.
Be expensive
sure.
to take them over to Japan with you, though. A lot of hip hop artists, you know, now they got covered in jailhouse flash and jailhouse tattoos and black worker and everything like that, you know. And now it's turning around and it's like big money. And black worker, of course, is a defined style right out of California as a tattoo style.
Right.
You know. Your work, you got some from Hanky Panky. I mean, when did you start collecting your artwork?
Damn, I was about 18 also.
Yeah.
Started with a homemade tattoo, and since then, I just let, you know, Permanent Mark out of Japan and...
Permanent Mark, yeah.
Baby Ray from L.A. and Bob Roberts out of L.A. and Hanky Panky and Mr. Cartoon pretty much is who I got my work done by.
And you going with a whole bodysuit on yourself, or...
No, I've got a lot done. I'm trying to save some real estate for when I get older. I don't want to use it all up right now.
No, you want to be able to take your time.
Yeah, not in no hurry.
Yeah. Okay, that was Muggs from Cypress Hill, man. It was really good talking to you.
Good looking, homie. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time, and we're going to be spinning several more tunes. Cypress Hill, Killer Man, When the Fat Lady Sings, and other tunes coming up and coming by for you. Anytime you want to drop in to Tattoo Radio again and talk to us, man, we hope to see you.
I'll be here, man. Soul Assassins Chapter 2, October 3rd. Be on the lookout. Thanks for your time, homie.
All right, Muggs.
All right,
peace.
Safe.
What's up, Fred? Gangsta shit. This for the West Coast. Niggas with hepatitis. Unauthorized, hard to move, arthritis. Infected, selected, neglected, ejected. And next time you hit the West, you can best believe the best. Motherfuck the rest. What you supposed to be snatching? You coming to a world of puncture hearts and jacking. Lethal, illegal, overseeing the overview like seagulls. Balls in your jaws on a hunt like bald eagles. The end of the sequel. I'm a Millie Mac and Strawn and a nigga to blame. And I'ma start calling y'all bitch niggas by name. Motherfuck D, motherfuck M. Only X I know's exhibit a RBX. Extraordinary, trying to snatch my bitch. You can have a bitch. Two bitches getting rich just to come to the West Coast and get stripped down. Beat to death, stripped all over a bitch. Now it's 50 MCs that ain't worth shit. Get your ass kicked 50 times, beat the 10 cent. I love New York, but the niggas that represent y'all ain't shit New York. They acting like a bitch New York. Buckshot, Noriega, Jigga, cool. Cannabis, Wu-Tang, my niggas, cool. Death Squad and Def Jam, but fuck Ja Rule. Herb Gotti, I can't wait for Raekwon to break fool. Trying to sign Daz, nigga, Daz will sign you. And when you hit the West, this is what we gon' do. Get y'all niggas, slap y'all niggas like bitches. Pippin' through the hood on switches. I just bought me a Cadillac last week. With a new bitch since my old bitch tweak. Nah, homeboy, the game just ain't the same. If you wanna know, Corrupt said it, and I'm calling out names. Out names, names, names.
don't give a fuck. Catch me in the hood, all blue chucks. Gang bang the fuck out, cuz. Only thing I like that ride rough is E. And all the rest of y'all niggas who ride rough get D. I'ma tell you one more time and I won't say it again. Corrupt said it, motherfucker, from beginning to end. You salamander ass, caterpillar ass, motherfucker. Fake ass, bust ass, fake killer, motherfucker. If it wasn't for the West, these rap niggas wouldn't need a vest for their chest. Quoted from a fucking homie X. The locked y'all, my motherfuckers, can't forget y'all. And that's spoken on by the motherfucking dog. All the rest of y'all, tell you like this. He the fat dick, bitch. I'm calling out names. Fuck Rough Rider, fuck the firm. Fuck Belly. Corrupt said it, fucker. Nigga, now if I didn't say your name, then it's same for you. But if you try to speak, then I'ma peel the paint for you. I cause brain tumors, thinking of a thought to think. Letting off calibers till the chamber need to be changed. Empty out, simply don't tempt me, I empty out. Until everything in this motherfucker's gone. An empty house off an empty round. Now what the fuck you gotta say? What the fuck you wanna see? The homies of my K. I never worry about none of y'all, so why now? I'm running through it, this is how you do it, dog pound. The gang, we master blaster, maintain. We money, cocaine, got us all insane. Bitch niggas remember even though the time may change. I won't corrupt, said it, nigga. And I'm calling out names. All y'all. Yeah. West Coast. It's about time, huh?
Goes like this.
Let's start.
Whether the scribe or facts are interrupted by quotes, cease the bullshit with live bolts. Just like Watts puts the juice through amps. Rap generals run the troops in camps. Armed with heavy slugs under rugs, thoughts bug. No holes barred, live and unplugged. Trapped on the other side of electrified steel doors. Once in, greeted with thunderstorm applause. The message breaks the concrete barrier. Launched the vessel known as the A1 carrier. Sound going through a cable. Who the fuck able? Mix this shit with your turntable unstable. So if the beat smash your eardrum, you heard well. Then the two tech equalize the curse well. Beat straight off the box, rhyme unorthodox. From the Al with a drink splash straight off the rocks. Forfeit, portrait, visual, analyze the picture, memorize the scripture, separate the cut from uncut with the sifter, rap wall design from the best bricklayers, names tag the prints from the best paint sprayers, unheard of 2,000 feet deep in the planet, surrounded by the most thick massive walls of granite, certified A-side, move banger strangler, control slot time in the multi-disc changer, liquid swords and razor sharp shanks leave the tank, on the sea foul and 8th rank, ship sank.
Assassin.